you know. Listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Me see, 'cause you loved me. Who am I that you would love? I fall apart, you heal my heart. I once was lost and then was found, 'cause you love me. And I know
this is great. This is great what God is doing. 772-221-1100. This is the number to call, and I know you're just waiting. You're piling up around your phones, getting ready. The Holy Spirit is gathering you because we have this matching funds challenge. 772-221-1100.
You may have even been out in your car looking for a bunch of coins or something.
Karen, you were talking about that.
Karen and her spare change story, yeah.
The spare change, yeah.
Change.
Well,
change.
It was probably about this time of day, maybe a little later, when Jesus looked at the multitude and they were hungry. And he directed the disciples to do something. They said, "We don't have anything. What are we going to do?" You say, why would God direct us to do something when we don't have anything? I mean, think about it. The disciples are like, we don't have anything. What are we going to feed all these people with? And so they found a kid. How about that? They found a child, a young man. So this was not like, you know, the food truck. He didn't come with a food truck. You know, he's there with his lunch. And these had to be small little biscuits of some sort along with the fish. But I think about that. I don't know what happened to that young man in later life. We don't have any more record about him. Mm-hmm. But I trust that I meet him in heaven. I would, because I'd like to know, how do you get a kid to give their lunch up. I remember when it was time to eat, and especially if you're the only one with food in, out of a crowd, you know, of a few thousand, like, man, no, this is my lunch.
Oh, yeah.
But that kid gave it up, gave it to the Lord. So, you know, I believe that God directs us. God has a plan. And for that young man to go home that afternoon with, what was it, 12 baskets? Mm-hmm. I can see these guys carrying these baskets home. And now, where have you been? What did you do? What is this? Where are we going to store all of this? You know, I just cannot even imagine all the things that came out of that. But that is one of the things that that the Snook fisherman shared with us on one occasion. He said, I'm just bringing my bread and fish. Mm-hmm. He said, this is mine. Mm-hmm. He said, that's all I can bring. Mm-hmm. I can't bring David's. I can't bring somebody else's, you know, what Charles has or Karen has. I can't bring that. But I can bring what I have, and I can give it to the Lord. And, you know, thinking about a lunch today, I don't know, what's lunch cost? Maybe you could get a lunch for $8 to $12, maybe even cheaper than that someplace. But it doesn't take a lot of money to make a difference. And I just found a quarter in with the mail. And I don't even know where that quarter came from. It's just a quarter. But sometimes we'll have donations like that. Somebody will just bring some change or bring what's in their pocket. And it gets added into the total. And that's the way God is taking care of our needs. We don't have car dealerships and, you know, big corporations that are paying really big bucks here. In fact, our rates, they're probably the same for 20 years, very close to the same.
Yeah.
And so when you think about that, what has stayed the same price for 20 years, you know? But really the vision of this ministry is to get the Word of God out and to make it make the opportunity available to people who have vision to do that, like Seamus and like you, Charles, with Dad Up. And by the listener share support, that carries it so that the programmers do not have to pay that full share. So it really splits it up and makes the load much lighter. It does help the portions that are shared, but the listener share support is very, it's critical. It's really critical. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Occasionally, we have people that drop by and bring a donation in. And occasionally, we have people come by that when they stick their nose in the door, we have something like Jupiter Donuts that we can share. And so we do have some this morning. And now that I have had my favorite, we're happy to share. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? I mean, but no one else was helping themselves. So thank you, Charles. Yeah, you helped out a little bit with that.
Still a few left. So if someone came by the station with a donation, they might have access to the donuts that are still fresh.
Yes. Not might, they would.
Okay. That's right.
They would, sure.
They would be a part of the deal.
Yeah, and we have people that work in the area, people that work for the city, county, whatever, and it's their lunch break. There's a pizza place next door. There's ice cream place next door. Well, there's donuts right here. Not a lot, but a few.
Yeah.
We would share.
We would certainly share.
We would share. Well, praise God. Just so you know, a donation of $26 will cover 1/2 hour of listener share support. And we do have people that give like $1 a day, like $30 a month. That's kind of the starting level. And we call that Gideon's Army. And Gideon's Army, they were not tested to see how strong they were, how good of a shot they were, how good their eyes were. They didn't go through any of those examinations. Basically, were you watching? Were you awake? Were you here? And were you watching? And are you willing to do something, even if it sounds crazy, if God directs you to do it? And that was Gideon's Army. They did. He, you know, no, you have too many. No, you have too many. You get down to 300. Okay, now we can do something. But God still does that. God takes the unknown. Had a good friend. He actually was a financial advisor, and he financed a lot of missions work overseas. But he would often talk about the nobodies, that God, you don't have to have a big name to be used by God. You just have to have a willing heart and availability, and God can use you. So praise God. 1 hour, $52. Cover 1 hour. Some may be able to give $52 a month for the next 6 months. That would be a blessing. And a day, it goes up a little bit. You multiply that by 24, you end up with a little over $1,200, $1,229. And someone's listening right now that could do that. And maybe the Lord's talking to some of your hearts about what you can give. And there may be someone else that's going to step up. We've already had one donation come in at least. We have others that will come in that cover a week. And we need those as well. 8,653. One full week of listener support being covered. And God's blessed some of our people to be able to do that. And for the snook fisherman to say, listen, I think he said he wasn't sure, but he thought he started at $40. And then he got up to $1,500, got up to $2,000, and then cut back when things changed a little bit. But this time, still at $1,500 a month for the next 6 months, and then came in and said, but I can do more, and gave another $5,000. So he wasn't able to do that 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What happened? He said, I started giving, and God started giving more. And that was his testimony. And Dave, you've shared some of your testimony, and it's important for us to do that.
Amen.
Phone number again.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
All right. And when we come back, I want to hear a little more about Charles' mom. Sounds like she's a pretty awesome lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A little bit about our family. You know, sometimes we don't remember, as maybe we should, how God has blessed us with family members that have impacted our life and influenced us. And there's some of their life coming out of us today. Amen. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen. Robin Mark.
I've been crucified with Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I've been crucified with Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ.
Oh,
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. And in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we are bringing you the gospel of Jesus Christ as good news, and it is good news, and we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Well, right now it's 11:20. Do you know we're getting close to We have about an hour and 10 minutes left on this matching funds, this $5,000. And it's the second matching fund of the morning, and we are making great progress, and we are believing God that we're going to totally match this up. Let's see where we are. We're right now at $3,104, $104 away. Boy, we've kind of been stuck there for a little bit. We need to get those phones ringing. Maybe you can give the $4 or maybe a $54 or maybe $104. Somebody may be able to step in and give one of those thousands. Let's get this $3,000 cleared up as we approach lunch. We want to have all of this totally matched up by 12:30, which David leaves at 12.
Yes, I do.
David leaves at 12, but we will be here, Karen, right up till 12:30, maybe, or you might leave. Well, maybe.
We'll be filling in for Dave.
I just spoke. I just spoke to my my lunch team at my house, and they are going to bring some food down. So, I guess I will not be starving. But that's kind of nice. Phone number 772-221-1100. Give us a shout. 772-221-1100. And let's see. I do have, if I get my spectacles on here, I have a donation coming in, and it is from an angel, and it is $125. It says a steward angel, but I think this angel actually is living in Port St. Lucie now. Not sure.
$125.
Not a month. $125. That's what it is.
Flat fee.
$125. Yep.
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And do you know what? I failed to include week two donation from this angel. This is the same angel that started prayer and share with Hebrews 13, 5, and 6.
Oh, yes.
And he also made a pledge of an amount to start week number two. I'm going to have to go check my desk and see what that is. I wrote it on the calendar. But this 125 is incoming. I'm going to go check and see because that was supposed to already have been put in. And he wanted that to be a part of a matching fund. It will be indeed.
Hallelujah.
It will be indeed. So we will add that in. All right, Charles, any wisdom here at this point?
Well, I don't know about wisdom, but
tell us about mom. Tell us about mom.
My mother.
She taught you to fish. You were 5 years old.
Yes, she taught me to fish. And, you know, there's a saying that if you give a man a fish, he will eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, he can eat for a lifetime. And I remember not really wanting to go. I was about 5 years old, so we're talking 1967. But she took me along anyway, and I put the fiddler crab on there. And
small hook, right?
Maybe she put the fiddler crab on there.
Maybe.
I didn't want to touch it.
And right.
Was the crab alive?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
yes, it was.
And fiddling away. We don't know what tune he was playing.
On the old bridge going into Sewell's Point, and I put it down in the water, and I'm just kind of holding it there thinking, why am I doing this? And all of a sudden, it starts pulling. And I'm yanking on it, and she runs over, and I tell her to move because I want to do it myself, you know.
Oh, now you're hooked.
Yeah, now I'm going to do it. So I pulled it up, and it was a nice-sized sheep's head, and I was hooked from that day on. My brother and I, we fish a lot, and that comes from my mother, I tell you. I always like to say that she's in heaven now feeding the masses with the fish that she has caught. She loved to fish up until about a year before she passed.
Really?
When her health failed, she would go out fishing and I would go with her.
Yes. Probably telling fishing stories with St. Peter, James, and
John. There you go. There you go.
Right.
Wow. Again, the phone number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I haven't made it out. I'm going to roll another song and check and see exactly what that donation was. I don't remember it. But the angel said, make sure you put that in the second week. And here we are. Mm-hmm. We're in the second week. So I guess it is time. Wow. So you caught sheephead on a hand line.
Hand line.
Boy, yes. I never did that. I caught some sheephead.
That was
need a little hook, didn't you?
Yeah,
a little
that
hook.
Layout, that was the way I learned.
Yeah, and those sheephead, they'd eat those barnacles off the poles and rocks, and
yes, they do.
Nice, nice looking fish, and nice stripes on them, right?
Oh yes, yes. Hmm. Loved them. Still today.
We'll be right back. Give us a call, 772-221-1100. Continue with our day praising God and inviting you to just come right along with us as we move along. I totally forgot for the moment that we had a donation that was a desire to be brought in week two. This is week two. However, it's day two. I was supposed to bring it in day one, but it's still good. And Romans 10:9 is the scripture that we need to read.
And I'll read that right now. It's from the NIV version. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Wow. That's the scripture that this angel wanted read. And so when I looked at that and said, okay, so what's the donation? He said Romans 10:9. So the donation is $109. That was the donation.
Right. Okay.
Well, Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, it's $1,356 that he brings in to open up prayer and share almost every year he has. And so this is a great scripture. Read it one more time. That's a great scripture.
if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Well, praise God. That is a great scripture, and that is the truth. And so we do have another $109 coming in from this angel in Stewart.
Amen. Wow. Good thing you remembered that, Jonathan.
Oh, he would be coming in Thursday
he
saying,
would be letting you know. Right.
Did you put my donation
right
in?
Yeah. And you know, he listens when he's out mm-hmm. on his route.
I believe he does when he's able to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. We'd like to employ Sherry, you know, into answering the phones.
Yes, get her moving.
And I would like to take some calls as well. 772-221-1100. I haven't taken too many this prayer and share.
Well, so, it's not over yet.
No, it's not.
It's not over. It's not over, and I'm not going to say until the fat lady sings, but I won't say that.
Yeah.
Somebody said that. Charles is not commenting whatsoever.
No.
I'm not going to ask him if he's ever. Well, I'm just not going to ask him. Well, I'm just not going to ask him.
Having been a basketball player in college, I've heard that several times.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure you have.
Even up to the last second.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes, right up to the last moment mm-hmm. there. So we right now are at $2,870 after adding those donations in, because we had two from the angel. $125 and a $109, and just $870 away from the match on the third thousand. So let's get that done. Who has a $70 donation, or maybe we have $800. Maybe somebody would just make the $800 donation. That would be awesome. And we'll get that added in. Well, I'm going to add these in. We're going to go to a song. And you can, of course, make a donation today by check. You can make a donation online, WCNO.com. You can make a donation by texting WCNO to 24365. You can make a donation by going to the QR code that's on the website. And, of course, as Karen said, we would like to talk to you and make a call. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
772-221-1100.
And you can also stop by the building, 2960 Southwest Map Road. We haven't had anybody come in today except for our brother that bought those yummy donuts.
And these are Jupiter donuts, even though we're in Palm City. It was pretty good, wasn't it, Charles?
Oh, yes.
It was pretty good, and if you're going to have some calories like that, you really ought to enjoy them a lot.
I'm calling on all my discipline right now. Go back for more, you know.
Well, I was telling Dave, you know, when I opened the box, I'm like, oh, my word, they're so huge. You know, we're used to a different brand of donuts, and so I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my word, I don't know if I can eat one of these in one sitting. Well, I went back to make my tea. And before my tea was done, that thing was gone. So, that was really good. That was really...
Fresh.
Yes.
Fresh.
Yes.
Fresh. It was not a day old.
No.
They were not a day old. And there are still some more.
Neither were the other ones that others have brought in. Milagros brought those ones in on Friday that were...
They were nice.
Oh. Yummo. But they...
Donuts plus the breakfast sandwiches.
Yes, and the orange juice and the
coffee. Oh, that was excellent.
What a nice
that was
gift.
Excellent. And I had one of those sandwiches. The sandwiches were
superb.
Yeah.
They were really good. Those croissants with the
croissant.
Nice and fresh, and the coffee, and it was all good. It was good. Well, it's getting close to lunchtime, and
how can you tell?
Sorry.
Well, there's a picture of the donuts on the website.
Croissant. Oh, I don't want to drool on my mic and burn it up. Short this puppy out. That's a lot of money.
Well, we may have some visitors because they've heard we have donuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
And,
come by.
You know, we're not talking about the bug kind of visitors either. So come on by. Come see us. That'd be great. And we look forward to hearing from you. Give us a shout. We will not be delivering any donuts, however. We do have some giveaways. We should give a Bible away. Why don't we give a Bible away? Hang on.
I got one. Oh, yes. Is that the Adventure Bible?
The Kids Adventure Bible.
Oh, those are really cool.
Oh, no, there's that other one.
No, it's gone.
It's gone.
The nice, was that a New King James?
It's gone.
Yeah.
Adventure, NIV. We just need Chelsea here to promote this.
Right.
NIV Adventure Bible. It is NIV Kids. I think it's Kids. It's Zonder Kids. It's an NIV. It really is designed to get a hold of kids, get them into the Word of God, get them reading the Word of God, get them looking into the Word of God. Beautiful colors. Here's one page, for example, Famous Children of the Bible. And here's one of the lines. This boy sneezed when he was brought back to life. These boys were saved from slavery by some oil. You were just talking about that this morning, weren't you? It's right here. How about this? This boy was born holding on to his twin's brother's heel.
Yeah.
Well, how about this one? Boy, this could be a test. We could run a test on air, couldn't we? This boy was left to die in the desert. Boy, I know who these guys are. This boy gave Jesus his lunch.
We talked about him.
We talked about him, John 6, to feed a huge crowd. Things like this are in this Bible to encourage children to read. Now, we looked into this. This is from, like, what did we say, 6 to 11 to 12. Mm-hmm. So if you have a grandchild that is in that age group, you have a child, son or daughter, that's in that age group, this would be a great gift. Reason why I'm talking about it is you may have this Bible with any generous donation and say, what is a generous donation? It's whatever God puts in your heart. You call us. We'll send this out to you. I like the opening pages wherein, well, it introduces the Bible and such forth, but just as soon as you get into the very, before you get into the Bible, how to know you are a Christian. And it starts with the ABCs. Admit honestly to God that you're a sinner right here for a kid to have in the front of their Bible so they can share their faith with someone else. Believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and died on the cross. C, confess your faith in Jesus Christ. And it is just filled with great little tools, little birds, colorful birds, did you know questions, pirates money on one page here, but life in Bible times, a lot of great things in this Bible. And someone is just waiting. What is the phone number?
Okay, well, your question's now being answered. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
You know, Chelsea had said this was the Bible that she used.
She did use this, for a few years. She said it was great.
Right. And now that she's 13, she's graduated on to a different
Bible. But this was a great Bible, middle school age. And this Bible actually has a list price of $34.99, and it's made available by Zonder Kids to us to make available to you. And it says on the front cover, the number one Bible for kids. Mm-hmm. Now, they are promoting their Bible. So they're saying number one Bible for kids. But it is a great Bible. Actually, we have given this out at the dedication of some kids because a lot of times parents want a Bible they will use with their child as they start to grow up. They'll look at the pictures, and this does have some of those very colorful pictures in it. And then it will end up becoming that child's Bible at some point. So we have a copy. I have a copy right here at the studio. Give us a call if you would like to have this for yourself. I don't think we'll have any kids calling, but maybe. For your family is what I mean. Maybe for a son or daughter that you have, or maybe for a grandchild or a great-grandchild. Every child needs a good Bible, I believe. Mm-hmm. Every child needs a good Bible. Amen. And this is a great Bible. So have it right here. And sometimes people are listening that have kids, and they could use that. Other times, maybe not. But it's here. And so we'll make that available up through this afternoon. So you can call us. And once that's gone, I think we may have maybe one or two more. Mm-hmm. So we will make those available. All right, Raymond, we already acknowledged your donation, I believe. Yes, the $100 from Raymond and the Angel. We have recorded that donation. Phone number is, Karen?
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. He may be, you know, if Charles gave the number, maybe he could. Maybe
does he? Could, does Charles know
inspire,
the number?
Yeah, he could inspire.
Oh, maybe
somebody to call.
I think I've committed it to memory now.
Oh, know? There you go. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Charles.
772-221-1100.
Amen.
That is 772-221-1100.
Does it with more authority.
Yes. Charles has been given by God an awesome radio voice.
Amen.
He really has. Sally, thank you for your donation online of $40. $40. We're going to add those in at this time. Going to go to a song, and we will be back in a little bit. We are now into the 45 minutes. Wanted to have this all matched up by 12:30. And so we're looking for your call. Give us a shout.
Got a beginning, the middle and end. Open my eyes to the work of your hands. It's in everything. It's in everything. God in the rushing and God in the still, wherever.
That number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And all right, I see the donation coming in from Charles. All right, and we are coming right back, and great to have Charles with us this morning. Kind of balances out the table, but I a picture was taken earlier, you know, and I was trying to figure out where I was. Kind of looked like a shrimp got stuck between these two guys, Jim and Charles, and I'm like, man, before I have any more pictures, I'm going to find a stool to stand on so that I can kind of balance the score a little bit. I mean, if those guys had leaned left or right, I think I would have been mush, but I did have that donut to help strengthen me a little. So, well, maybe I didn't have the donut yet. I think it came later, Anyhow,
that's funny because one of my teachers in high school, Terry Cox, he was a reporter with one of the local stations, and whenever he would interview me during basketball season,
get on
he
stool.
Would stand on because he was about 5'4" or 5'5".
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Well, just so the record states, I was at least an inch taller before I had compound fractures, broke both legs, and motorcycle wrecks and such forth. That shortened my stature a little. So, you know, when I'm checking the proper weight, I go, but actually God made me to be at least an inch and a half taller. Right. But, well, that doesn't really matter. All right, let's give the phone numbers out. Charles, you've got them down there.
Yes, I do. The phone number is 772-221-1100, and that is 772-221-1100.
Karen, you have a call that you took?
I took a call from Irene in Port St. Lucie. They're big supporters of the station, and she's giving a gift of $50.
Excellent.
And she also requested for that kid's Bible.
Good.
So she was telling me that she's been going on cruises forever, for a lot of years, and she always brings Bibles and gives them to the crew.
That is awesome.
Oh, how neat. Right.
What a great ministry.
Great ministry,
and
then
she said, and then now I'll have a kid's Bible to give out.
And it's a beautiful kid's Bible. That's awesome. This really is.
So yeah, what a great gift that is.
So Irene is getting one of the kids' Bibles, and Joan is getting one of the kids' Bibles as well. And Joan she's contributed already?
Yeah.
She's giving again an additional $20, so we'll add that in. Thank you so much, Joan, and we will send these out to you, covering the cost of the mail, of course. And if someone else... I want to check and see if we have any more. We'll check our stow and see if we have any more Bibles. But good point, Karen. You brought up that we do have different authors that bring books in from time to time. Some are from national authors. Some are from local authors. And when you come in, we do have some books on a table out front. And you are welcome to sniff the donuts and take a couple books. No, I'm sorry.
Priorities.
We'll put some sprinkles in the books.
Well, that didn't come out quite right. That didn't come out quite right.
That was in your brain. Did I say that out loud?
All right, Charles. Now you're getting to know me too well. Well, actually, my more cultured thought was pick up an armful of books before you go for the donuts. Then you won't carry as many home.
There you go.
But
Paul would say, if you're going to sniff it, you might as well eat it.
Well, I know. We don't want you getting too close with that nose. You know, keep that nose away from there a little bit. We better go to a song. I don't know how that happened. We're going to have to go to a song. We'll be right back.
I have a song that the angels can't sing. You saved my weary soul from all my sin and pain and suffering. A song of the redeemed I once was lost, but you found me. Oh, I have a song that the angels can't sing. Have a song.